This is an executive summary of DST 1031 Exchange Case Study, From Rental to Passive Income, Baker 1031 Investments. From Baker 1031 Investments. Sometimes the clearest way to understand a DST 1031 exchange is to walk through one. This case study follows a composite investor we'll call the landlord from an active rental to passive DST income. Important framing first, this investor and every figure here are illustrative and hypothetical. A composite assembled to show how the process works, not a real client, not a prediction, and not a promise of results. Actual outcomes vary widely with the property, the market, the specific DSTs, and the investor's situation, and DST distributions are projections that are never guaranteed. With that understood, the story is instructive. A long-time landlord faces a large tax bill on a sale, weighs a 1031 exchange into Delaware statutory trusts, DSTs, identifies and closes within the deadlines, and ends up with passive, diversified income instead of tenants and toilets. This guide walks through the landlord's starting point, why they chose DSTs, identifying and closing in time, illustrative income and diversification results, and the lessons learned, all framed as a hypothetical to teach the mechanics, not to forecast any individual outcome. If any step in this hypothetical raises questions about the mechanics, the definitive DST guide covers each phase of the process in depth. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.